Concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Peter said, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Paul adds to that, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." In seeking to illustrate these two passages, during recent broadcasts, we have seen how the Lord Jesus Christ became, as it were, an unclean leper, that he might save us from all of our uncleanliness of sin. He knew and had no sin of his own, yet he became, I say, as it were, a leper, dying in our place, in our room instead, taking our punishment, our banishment from Almighty God, that we might be justified by faith in him. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes and mine he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. We also have seen the Lord Jesus, as Jeremiah the prophet went down into that pit of slime, so the Lord Jesus Christ became identified with his holy soul being poured out for sin, he the holy sinless one dying as our Redeemer, our substitute, in our place. We also have recognized him in type as Joseph, or Joseph we might say as a type of the Lord Jesus. Joseph was sold into bondage. He was sold among enemies and aliens. And so it was with our Lord Jesus. He left his eternal home in heaven, and he came down among his own, and his own received him not. In fact, his own banished him and nailed him to a cross of shame. If we had the time to look back into the life of David, the sweet singer of Israel, we would find that this man was harassed and hunted. King Saul, you will recall, had a bounty on his head. He had soldiers searching for him. And yet in God's providence he was delivered. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ, one who came into this world, he also was hunted. We find that he was hunted by those who sought to destroy him. And yet not only did they hunt him, but they found him. For they paid one of his own, Judas the traitor. And Judas led them to the Lord Jesus. He betrayed him with a kiss. Can you imagine that? Jesus is declared by the Bible to be the door to heaven. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And yet Judas, one who professed to love him, one who professed to be one of his disciples, one who professed to follow him, he sold him for the price of a slave, just 30 pieces of silver. And Judas, the betrayer, kissed Jesus, the door to heaven. Oh, he got so close to the door of heaven, and yet from Scripture we believe he went straight to the place of banishment, the burning agonies of hell, close enough to even kiss the door of heaven, and yet to have the door slammed in his face and hear those dreadful words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." The Lord Jesus was not only hunted as David, he was also harassed. We read from verse 39 of Matthew chapter 27, "And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Friend of mine, he was the Son of God, but he did not come down from the cross. For had he come down, he could never have saved us. But bless God, there he was, the one who said he could raise the temple in 3 days. He did. He was speaking of the temple of his body. They thought he was speaking of the temple there in the center of Jerusalem. They said, you said you're going to destroy the temple and raise it again in 3 days. Let's see you come down from the cross, then we'll believe you. Well, he did not have a hammer to build a temple, but he did have the nails, and those nails were through his hands. Friend of mine, those nails fixed him to the cross, but that really wasn't what held him there. It was his love for us and his willingness to become sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be the recipients of his love, that we might be redeemed and cleansed and made whole and receive his gift of eternal life. Will you receive him today? He'll bless you for it. Amen.